Blog Talk Radio.
It's Trick.
Feel like my heart can meet ya. Every part of you, you know, wanna please. Can't wait to get you home with me, so I can show you everything that you've been missing. You're always skipping all the hugging and the kissing. No, I'm ready, so let's get right down to business. And we can keep this thing steady. Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. No, let them know I'm getting them. Getting them. Oh, I'm getting them. They should wanna take it slow. I'm getting them. They should just. Let me know I'm getting no patient with you. What I gotta do, what I gotta say. Oh, come and give some of this good love, good love, good love, good love, good love, good love. What must I say? What I gotta do to get close to you? Close to you, get every when you're ready.
You know, I guess, you know, to be honest, one of the hard things is just finding those like that,
right.
That look at it as, you know, we do this thing out of our own pocket. So we all need help to, you know, kind of put our product out there that, you know, get everybody to see it.
Raymond.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, like you said, time is usually having time to work on it, but, a lot of it comes from just, you know, getting over the fear of putting your own product out and wondering what people's going to think about. So a lot of times, once you just sit down and do it, start putting it out, then it gets a little easier. But, you know, number one for me is time, having the time to work on.
Cool, cool. Go on, man. You got the mic, Ant.
Well, the hardest thing for me is being a new guy. You know, I've only been doing this, what, about 2 years and stuff, you know what I mean? So I need all the help that I can get from everybody. I'm talking about from President Obama down. anybody that can help me. anybody that can help me, you know what I mean? So that's how I'm glad I got these fellas with me because they've been helping me out a lot, especially with Clement coming in and doing Pitsman 2 with me. That's going to be off the chain as soon as he gets off his butt and gets it in gear.
Wow. You know? and it's on Clement now.
Hey, like Raymond said, really, like, you know, it's time mostly. You know, you got, we all work full-time jobs, we got kids and stuff, you know what I mean? So, and, you know, circumstances just come up sometimes.
Right.
Keeping on schedule, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, time is mostly the biggest factor, and then, like, you know, what we doing now is, like, a next step up for me. You know, I've never, like, met anybody that I've actually worked with on a comic before.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's step number two, and then, you know, like, learning from these dudes, like, because I don't have any books out, so I'm learning from them too. You know what I'm saying? You guys what to do, how to go about it. You know what I mean? So that's good.
Okay, and we've been at the con so far, and we had the first day. So what did you
do? Well, you know, this is my first con.
Okay.
And it's been off the chains, man. All the cosplaying that's been going on and meeting and collaborating with folks, stuff that do the same thing we trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a blast. I've had a blast for these last days that we've been around and joking around and stuff.
And actually networking with people that you think is in real life.
Exactly.
They're not online, you know.
Exactly.
You see them,
right, cause
in physical form.
Right, yeah. Cause, most of these cats, the only one that I've met in person so far
was me.
You, Taz.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Everybody else I'm meeting for the very first time. And there's been dudes that came up to me that know who Pencil Man is, and I didn't even know that they was in ICC and stuff, you know, so I thought that was pretty cool, you know. So it's been a blast for me, and I know it's only going to get better when tomorrow comes, because we got the crew in now.
Yeah, crazy in that corner.
And like what they were saying, once they get some rest, they can start clowning with us.
Because we were acting a fool today. We this dude named Cool as Heck, who I'm going to try to get on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Big white dude. That dude is foolish.
Yeah.
He is straight fool. He said, come over to me. When he say, it's going to get cold around your head.
Yeah.
And you're going to start freezing because I'm so cool.
He's one of the ones that making me lose my voice right now.
Because every time I'm talking loud, he goes, Taz.
Yeah.
I'm like, man,
trying
you ain't
to,
my father?
Trying to out-talk that dude, man. I done lost my voice, man.
The amazing thing about it is there's a lot of talented folks down here, man. I mean, you know, you go to one of these shows, you see people, you be going, dang, I'm more amazed now than ever, then more motivated to do it. So what motivates you guys to actually do the comics that you do? You have a favorite one that y'all do, and you get all hyped up or amped up about that? Is it that, or is it the script? I mean, what gets you motivated to actually do one of your favorite comics?
Well, I think a lot of times, and a lot of the guys in here right now probably don't know this, but and they may experience it too, but, you know, like, my primary book is the Spirits book, and, you know, issue one is available now of the relaunch. But, you know, a lot of times I'm on my computer and I'm looking at the ICC, seeing what Clement, what my brother Anthony, what Anthony Peterson's doing. You know, I keep in touch with Taz a lot. And, you know, a lot of times just seeing what they're working on and all that, it inspires me to, you know, get some work done too, because sometimes you get that artist block, like writer's block and all that, and you're like, man, ain't nothing working. Then I go through Clement page, and I'm like, man, that's some cool work, and it just makes me want to sit down and draw. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I see my brother's work, and I'm like, yeah, I want to work on my stuff now. So, you know, it's amazing that a lot of times other artists and other writers don't even realize they're inspiring somebody else to pick up that pencil and get to work on something.
With with me, I think it's just the, I just like the idea of seeing my work put out there. I mean,
right, right.
Just you know, with the majors, you know, I don't have to name them, but the major companies, they're really trying to do now what we've been trying to do ever since we started. You know, not saying they're stealing ideas and everything, but they're trying to cross over. Where that's all, you know, ever since we were kids and we first picked up a pencil and started seeing these characters, we've always thought about crossing over. We've always thought about, why can't this guy from another planet be a black guy? Or why can't he be a woman?
Right.
You know, and you know, one thing with us, and I hope we don't fall into this trap. One thing with a lot of independent artists is we tend to do characters in our own likeness, in a sense.
Correct.
That's the same thing they did when they started those characters. So we want to try not to fall into that trap. Yeah, I think that we should push ours in the beginning, go ahead and get our faces out there.
Yeah.
But then we've still got to realize it's a world of a lot of different faces out there. We've got to incorporate it all in so that we don't look just like the companies that we're trying to take over, you know?
Yeah, make it more diverse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, for me, like, you know, the different flavors of characters, you know, you get each character get a different flavor because you have a different creator creating them. You know, unlike, you know, like we said, the big three, you know, we come from different backgrounds, different experiences in life. And, you know, you pass a lot of that on to your character, you know, and people relate to it because they had similar experiences.
Right.
You know, like, I don't come from a different planet. My name ain't Kal-El, so, you know, I don't relate to that so much, even if I can. But, you know, something down to earth, something can relate to, you know, I like to do that.
I think for me, it's just the sheer joy of doing something I've been wanting to do since I was 5 years old. You know, we as independent artists, you know, we always have these things in the back of our minds about characters and products and stuff that we want to put out there. And then once we get the product out there and we see our names on those products, well, then it's all worth it. You know what I mean? So it's the sheer joy of seeing that come to fruition. And that's kind of like where I'm coming from, especially since me coming in and I'm still learning from all these cats that are in here and ICC and everything. You know what I mean? So that's what it is for me.
Gabe, introduce yourself, bro, and tell them what comic book you've done and what you do.
Gabe Smith, part of Fantasy Art Comics. I'm the writer on the Fierce comic book. You know, met up with Ray a few years ago. Saw what he was doing, was impressed, and how he was kind of doing it by just however he could do it, markers, pencils, whatever. So I was like really inspired by that. So, you know, got with him and, you know, decided to relaunch this book. You know, that he wanted to kind of do it a different way with a team and see how it could come out that
way.
Right. So I said, I'll be part of that team and we'll make it happen. So
now we got three writers in here and three artists in here. It balances out for once. Uplift the people with the pen writing words together. What do y'all find for the writers? This is a question since I'm one. What do you find difficult about coming up with a storyline? I mean, do you get writer's block or do you just be, you already thought it through and everything? And I know Ant is going to be diversified in his answer. I can already fit it. Because he about ready to say something before I got done with the question. Go on, Ant. I knew you had something.
No. There's so many different characters out there. You know what I mean? And it's kind of hard to find a balance. You know what I mean? Because I get so many people that come up to me and they tell me, well, this character resembles so much of this character, and this character resembles so much of that character. and stuff. You got to be careful with the copywriting and all that stuff. You don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. I know.
No, not just you. It wasn't just you. I'm talking about anybody in general. Okay. Remember, James Bethel said the same thing to me earlier today.
Yeah, and we were all thinking about it.
Yeah. So
think about it.
Right. So that's the hard.
2 minutes later, Ann said,
yeah,
I thought about it.
Yeah, but that's the hardest thing for me. You know what I mean? Is you don't want to, sort of trend on somebody else's character. You know, we already know that there's so many characters out there as it is already. Powers are pretty much going to resemble the same powers as like speedsters. You know what I mean? There's so many speedsters out there, you know, so you just got to come up with your own little flair with it so it doesn't resemble somebody else's.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of like the hardest thing for me as a writer. And then learning also how to do, what do you guys call it? The storyline. You know, I can write the story, but I can't put them in the block things. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know how to do it that way yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still learning on how to do that. So that's another issue with me. So,
well, that's the issue with me because I write books. So once I get done with mine, it's going to be an e-book. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Before the drawing even come out. So
that's why
that's why
I'm getting right this novel.
I'm cramping back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I'll get with the person that's drawing it and tell them what they need to say. I can do that.
But I was trying to do that with Eric Legs because we were trying to do a story together.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants me to go back and rewrite it, and he was trying to show me how to write it
to put it in.
Yeah,
the plot. And
yeah.
I kind of get that because I can do that too. But
and stuff. I'm writing a novel.
But my name, my name ain't Mr. Marvel or DC. You know what I'm saying?
I can't go back and write it again. That's double work. I'm moving on. For you, Gabe?
I think for me, the hardest thing is keeping the voices of the characters constant. Like, to me, like, each character has a voice, and they have a storyline in the story, and you want to make sure you progress their character at some point throughout the story. Like, there's certain characters in our book, like Aaron's friends or whatever, and we want to make sure they just not going to be stock characters, but we're going to show that character progression, like just show a little glimpse into the character. So that to me is making sure that when I write it, I'm writing it in the voice of that character. It doesn't sound like my 42-year-old brain if we're talking about teenagers. You know what I'm saying? Trying to speak in that vernacular or trying to like have that voice. So, you know, you look at your kids and you see what they're doing. You just, as a writer, I find myself watching everybody. That may be a character that comes along in my book in the book at some point. You see the young kids walking down the street. You see the person at the grocery store or whatever. You never know, that person, how their mannerisms or whatever. So that to me is something I want to try to, that's hard and want to make sure I have in check. Another thing that Ant was talking about is the writing style, like you said, writing in the comic book type style. In the format, Ray and I did something different. So I had an overview of the story, what's going to go down. This page, something's going to happen. This page, something's going to happen. Gave it to him. Like certain things, certain pages was like, yeah, we need this to happen. But then I just wanted to let him go with the art and not impede him in any way. Just like, yo, just do what comes best. And then I'll come back with the dialogue. So once I seen the pictures, I knew what I wanted to do on those pages, but once I seen the pictures, I was like,
that's a cool way of doing it.
They should be saying this here. You know what I mean? So that's how I really did the dialogue after I got the art. Cause it's like, to me, it's back and forth. If you keep it back and forth, it felt natural. And I know that was the Marvel way. That's how Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, not saying we them, but that's how they did it. Yeah. Stan just let Jack go. And then they got the best results that way. So I think that worked for us.
Now, me and Raymond, we kind of like on the same wavelength.
Because I'll write a story, then he'd draw it. I'd be going, man, that's the way I thought it was all along. You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm going, hey, she was walking inside. Remember, you had Shay walking on the walls. I said, man, this is exactly the way I pictured the alley and all that. What the heck is going on? I got scared. This cat was in my head. So do y'all find it hard to draw
after a script that somebody else write and they envision it different than what the way you guys envision it?
I haven't had that problem yet because I've done two books. I even did a short story in some of Ray's earlier works, but I wrote everything.
See, that helped.
So, and I'll tell you one thing with my writing, it's totally different from the way the three of you write. I may start a story and just get the meat and potatoes of the story, get it going, and then I might taper off. And it's just like, next thing I know, I'm just drawing. And I'm drawing scenes, and then I got to go in and fill in what's going on as far as the words.
Right.
So it's not the greatest way to write, but writing your own stuff, you know, you've kind of got to see what works. And then one thing that gets me is I look at the mainstream comics that's out there now, and I'll write the stuff, I put it on the page, and then I look at it, I'll be like, I need more words here. Something, you know, I don't want to take away from my artwork, but something else can be said here to let the reader know what's going on here. So I'm not at the caliber of writing that y'all are. I just, you know, because I haven't been doing it as long as like Ray, I haven't found that person to work with.
Right.
And then I don't think I'm ready to fall into that that back and forth with the writer yet, you know.
Right.
Because some people, they don't know what they want. You know, they know the writing, but they don't know the art. And it's good when you can find those ones that's just kind of like Gabe said, I got a script, I'm going to put it down for you, go. And you hope it all comes out just the way the writer wanted to see it visually, you know.
And it didn't matter for me with Ray drawing mine. I was like, hey, the story getting told. That's the key to the whole thing for me as a writer. The story was getting told, and it was some scenes were more spectacular than I thought, you know. And I didn't imagine every scene, but the way it looked all the way through, I was like, yeah, goes along just like a comic book. That's what I want.
Well, what was cool about, you know, drawing Shay Diamond one, that was around the time I also worked with another writer, Ruben Warren, on Swag Patrol issue one. And I had your script for Shay Diamond and his script for Swag Patrol. And man, I hope I'm doing this the way they wrote it. But the stories were so detailed, it gave me everything I needed and I could picture it. But some writers, you know, they don't give you enough detail, so you're trying to figure out what to do. But with Shay Diamond and Swag Patrol, you know,
I'm glad it was easy for you, bro. Because I try to write it so you can be like right in there going like, yo, yeah I'm right here. I got that. Yeah. And then when it came out, I'm going, man, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, if the story,
I was tripping on your part. I was tripping on your part more than my part. I was like, man, I know how it's supposed to go. But I'm looking at it going, man, that's exactly what I was thinking.
If the story has enough details, you know, like once we got the character designs down, you know.
Yeah, we was good.
We was ready to go. So, you know, as long as the story got all the details that the writer wants, you know, it makes it easier on the artist because you're not trying to figure out, okay, am I doing this scene right, you know. Did I draw this right? And, you know, James just walked in.
Yeah, get James a mic so he can.
He sent me a script for Project November 2, and he even sent layouts. And I'm like, man, he got layouts. I'm like, yeah, I can knock some of these pages out quick. So, So you know, it's good to have as much information and as much detail as the writer can provide because it just makes it easier on the artist
you hear that?
To do what they want.
Well, for me, I have limited experience working with writers. On my part, like, sometimes I know the beginning, the middle, the struggle, whatever happens during the story, and the finish. And I'll draw it out and then fill in the words after that. That's just me. As far as working with a writer, when I got the script from Ant, there was enough detail for me to, because when I read a story, it's kind of like a movie playing in my head. I see the scenes, I see what's happening, while I'm reading it. So, you know, I'll sketch out a few pages roughly, and then just start building from there. And to be honest with you, like, once the story's good, it don't be really a problem to get it finished. You know what I mean? It kind of flows.
You need a mic.
I'm sorry.
You work in radio, don't you?
I forgot to get the mic.
You need a mic, brother.
I tried to make the script easier for you to read. Remember, I asked you. I said, "Can you follow the script? Can you?" Yeah, and stuff. And then you showed me some of the layouts and some of the stuff that you showed me. And I said, "Yeah, you know, especially the one with the eyes." I was like, "Yeah, you know, and stuff." So I tried to make it as easy as possible for you to follow it and stuff, and hope that you can pick up what I'm trying to do. So that's me.
We got James Bethel in the house. JB.
What's up, everybody?
What you got for me?
I found my beer.
We know he did that. But explain what you do and who you are and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm James Bethel. I'm the creator of Project November. I am the author behind Z Lunar. Beta, and I have another book out called The Crew, which is more like a sci-fi type book. You want to know what I do in civilian world? Or just,
No. What, do you draw? Do you write?
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't get that part.
Well, I'm an artist as well, but I normally do my own stuff, but when I work with somebody, I try to give them storyboards and a script. I'm new to this. I mean, this is like, I think I'm going on my third year, and mm-hmm. I'm learning. I'm still learning, and there's a lot out there to learn, and it's different working with somebody, because like when it's all on you, you know, well, I guess I got to knock this out.
Right.
You know, but when you work with somebody else, you know, it's like, hey man, you got so and so and so and so, and it's like, well, yeah, I'm getting there, and you're like, you know, because you want it done, but you understand you got a place in line. So
right.
So that's the biggest difference between putting everything down yourself and then working with somebody. Yeah, so.
Now, Ant and Bethel came up to me already and told me they wanted me to write like 30 pages on this.
On this
project they got, and I'm waiting on Raymond because I'm like, Raymond had me all hyped about this idea about five suits. And I'm like, yo, dude, I already got ideas cooking in the back of my head. So I just need the names of the people so you can let me loose with the pen. Let me loose, man, because I got ideas already for that joint right there. So once they give me their background, then I can write this stuff. I mean, 30 pages for me, you know, 40 pages for me.
Ain't nothing.
Because when I met Raymond, I met him at a con. And I went in with the sole purpose, I'm going to find me somebody black so I can write this black character that I had for 10 years, you know, in my mind. I didn't write nothing down. I was like, I just knew the premise of what was going on with the story. But other than that, put it on the back burner. I got to find somebody. I was looking for 10 years. Then I ran into Raymond, and I told him, I said, man, I got an idea for this story. He said, well, you know, just shoot me, you know, the story. I said, okay, I ain't wrote it yet. I got home, wrote 40 pages, like in 2 days, boom, here you go. And I had 40 pages ready in 2 days because I already knew what I wanted. I just needed to find that person to actually draw it for me.
Well, when I saw that email, and I was like, because you meet a lot of people at conventions, and they was like, yeah, you know, I got this idea. And it's very few of them that you actually hear from after that. So I got this email, and I'm like, what's this? And I start looking at like Shay Down. I said, oh, that's the guy I met at the convention. And like I said, it was like 40 pages. And, I'm sitting there like,
and I hadn't wrote it yet.
So I was like, okay, so he's serious. And once we start talking and we start playing the story, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I'm going to start putting it in comic form. Well, the first issue only took up what? Like the first
eight pages.
And I'm like,
and I done wrote 200. I'm done with it.
Yeah, man.
I'm on the next thing.
And he was sending me updates with more pages. I'm like, man, this is about 20 issues worth of books. So I'm like, we got to get busy.
Though.
But I kept reading the story, and I'm like, I was like, man, I'm ready to get to this part because as an artist, you know, you see certain parts you like, man, I'm ready to get to this character. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, we got the first issue done, and, you know, I know there's more things planned for Shea Diamond. So,
yeah, because I like working with everybody's character. You know, like y'all were saying, getting together with everybody, intermixing your superhero with somebody else's superhero. And I know a lot of you guys probably got about 30 different characters y'all probably do. I only stick to one, keep my mind right. I'll be with everybody else's, you know what I'm saying, but because y'all already got the base on what y'all doing. So I would like to intermingle my character with yours. That way it'll be a lot easier than me thinking up a whole new character, trying to build up a universe. We already got a new universe in ICC with all these folks in here. We got a universe just with us in this room. You know what I'm saying? Besides the other 6,000 people in the room. So I just want to know the one character that you're very excited about doing, the one character that's in your arsenal that you're very excited about doing.
Well, real quick, you know, everybody know that, you know, Fierce is the one that I started with, you know, in 2008. So, you know, I did 7 issues of it. And like Gabe said, we decided to relaunch it. And it's like a brand new character for me again. So it's like, yeah, I'm ready to get started on the next one right now.
Bethel, while you're drinking that beer, can you pass the mic?
Well, I was going to hog it, but no, that's all right.
We got it. We got Alex. This is Alexander Fernandez.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. Go on and say what you do, because, you know, they don't know yet.
Well, I'm an independent director. I have two web shows. One is called Body Jumpers, a sci-fi series. And the other one is called Alex Fernandez's Dawn. It's a horror web series about a vampire. And I have Victoria Amber with me, who's the lead actress of the show. And that's basically what I do. I tell stories.
Pass it to Victoria. She's been on the show before. Here we go again, like we did this morning.
Here we go again.
But this is only on radio. They ain't looking at you. Well, they looking at you because he's filming it. My bad. But they ain't looking at you on this show particularly right now. Go on.
Okay. I'm Victoria Amber. I started acting in Alex Fernandez's Body Jumpers. I play the badass alien assassin known as Viper, who is known for, no, you're not. And I play the lead in his show as well for Dawn. So Dawn is a vampire who works for God now, and she's on a mission to regain her soul. So join us on the epic adventure. Come watch.
Terrence, it's for you now and your wife.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. What shall I say?
It's hot in here because there's a lot of black folks in here. And I can't turn on the AC. Just y'all black folks draw heat. I didn't know what it meant until just now.
Well, what can I say? It's an absolute pleasure to be here amongst all the friends. I'm glad everybody made it safely. You know, the Sanders are here, and we got Anthony Peterson, Alex, Victoria, James, everybody. I'm glad everybody's here. Taz, it's an honor to be in your presence, because we really appreciate what you're doing, and it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. So what else can I say? And I'll let Mrs. Baker take it from there.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Detria Baker. I'm Mrs. Terrence Baker, the original Pink Hammer.
Hammer, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Hammer.
And like Terrence, I'm just really glad to be here, and it's awesome to see so many members of ICC here. As soon as I got out of the car, I was just like, oh my goodness, that's what's up. So way to show up, and we're going to show up and show out, and it's just awesome. I'm glad to be here. And Body Jumpers, Agent Dar.
One more thing, Terrence. Okay. You didn't say that you would have thought of this brainchild. You didn't say what you do. Yeah, you just said thank you and all that. Yeah.
It's because I'm tired.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Okay, but I think everybody knows Terrence Baker. You know, I founded the group ICC. We came along pretty much the same time as Alex's group, Body Jumpers, and we've been here now for a little bit over 3 years. And we've actually got some of the original members in here. You know, yourself, Clement's here, Raymond, and everybody. So, you know, James, I'm surrounded with joy right now. This is going to be the best time ever, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it.
And the thing about these cons is it's just fellowship more than anything else.
Yes,
I mean, you know, everybody get together, but then we all cool with one another, which makes it more grander,
yeah,
if that's
go.
A word. I did slip. I asked the fellas, what is the most exciting thing or character that they want to actually elevate in their arsenal? I know, like I said, I only write one.
Wait a minute.
So,
what are you asking?
Yeah, which one do you want? Anybody, even you, because you got about 3,000 characters, don't you? That's Anthony Peterson there. 4 million characters. Every week he had another character. I was like, man, this is Diaper Man?
What? Well, actually, everybody's character that's in here. You know, you got Raymond with his fierce character.
Yeah, I know that's
You know what I mean? IPF.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But see, he got a few, too.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
I'm the only one got a singular one. I ain't
of course,
anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Got my man over here, James Bethel. I'm working with him on with his character, Z-Lunar. I've always wanted to work with Z-Lunar ever since I got to ICC. You know what I mean? Clement Romaine, he got some characters out there I would want to work with. After he's working on Pitsman too, because I'm trying to build up something. You know what I mean? And I was telling Raymond earlier, not Raymond, I was telling James earlier that I want to bring all of our characters together and do like one big issue. You know what I mean? And we'll just go from there. Pink Camera, of course, is going to, I definitely want Pink Camera in there because she's the flag bearer of ICC, if you ask me.
Now, we put
you know
one,
what I mean?
If we put one together, it's going to have to,
oh,
be,
yeah.
Like, it's going to have to be like 200 pages. I'm telling
yeah.
y'all now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, you
that's
can't get this story out in 30 pages.
Right.
And
that's,
I write about 600 of so
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Remember now, we already asked you to do like 40 on
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, and that's
so,
just too easy.
Exactly. So,
exactly.
You want some script or a little bit of the plot?
Yeah. Well, don't hold the mic like a beer. Put it up and say something.
You make it sound like I'm an alcoholic, man. I told you.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not an alcoholic. You only had 3 or 4 today.
I told you this is a working vacation. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got to get it in when I can.
But what me and Anthony thought of, basically, it's going to be Egyptian. I guess they're going to be archaeologists. They're going to find a temple. And in this temple, they're going to come up upon these statues. The statues will hold the essence of Shaka Zulu, Imhotep, and you said Mika. All right. So the scientists that find the idols, they're going to basically get soul swapped. Basically, the essence from the gods will take over their bodies and they'll come back to the United States. When they come back to the United States, they're going to be walking in like the ghettos and looking at our black people. And they're going to like, wow, this is not what we envisioned for our people.
Right.
We need to cleanse this. And you know, that's when all heck breaks loose.
Now, the question I got for you, that we're not going to use the same names, correct? Because like you said, it has the essence of Shaka Zulu.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we all know Shaka Zulu is a movie, already copyrighted and everything else and protected. So we're going to have different names.
Well, he's a real person.
Well, we can't use it unless we get permission to use it. Am I correct?
Well,
it's not.
Well,
yeah, but I'm just saying I'm sure somebody owns it.
I think
sure
that if
the name Shaka Zulu is copywritten, you think? Because
he's
a historical character.
Yeah. It's just like using Thor. We can make a million Thors as long as their visual likeness isn't the same as what Marvel has done. We can use it.
See, I'm getting this out for the people in here. See,
yeah.
You know, right. Some people like me thinking, "Hey, there's already Shaka Zulu out. How are you just going to take over and just you know?" So, Raymond, I wanted you to get that idea about them five suits. Remember, you gave me the idea that Somebody passed. Well, here, get Raymond.
I got a mic right here.
Well, yes, this story I was just, it's rare that I create new characters. Like, you know, most of the characters I work on are redesigns of characters I created in high school or middle school. But I had the idea of this kid who finds this power suit, basically. And, you know, he just, you know, it gives him all these abilities. You know, he don't really know what to do with it. But, of course, the people who created it wants it back. And some of his, you know, running mates have obtained other suits. And they're doing, you know, all these violent things with him. So, you know, that's all I told Taz. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll come up with a story for that. And he yeah, he was like, what's the character name? I was like, well, I ain't really thought of one. I was just sketching it out. So, but now it's, you know, that may be a project, you know, that you start hearing about soon. So, and, you know, that's, yeah. And that's what's fun about doing this, you know, having a team of people. You know, that was just some sketching I was playing around with. And Taz was like, you know, I can come up with a story for that. So that's what I like about working with a lot of different people, like in this room. It's like, we can put something on the table and come up with 20 stories for it with all these people in here right now. So that's another good thing about coming to these conventions and meeting everybody in person.
Alex, you do books as well. Am I correct, sir? It's back on you. This is Alex Fernandez. Wait a minute. Alex Fernandez.
Okay.
Thank you, Taz. I love the way you say Alex Fernandez. I do books too. I write them. I write the stories, and Terrence Baker draws all the Body Jumper books. So, big thanks to you, Baker, for making it happen, baby. We first collaborated on our first book like what, 2 years ago? Yeah. And it just every year we're just putting out books and keep going. It just keeps growing. And now we're doing Dawn. We have another two gentlemen from ICC. We're not here today, but DeMont Board is the artist on that. And Winston Jordan wrote the Dawn book, and he also wrote an episode of Body Jumpers. So I've gotten a lot of help from ICC people. I mean, they've been great to me, and they really helped me get to the next level by helping me create banners, create my stories, create my books. Except this guy. I want to put this on the record. Anthony Pearson has done like 300 episodes of Hot Corner and never mentioned me or my property once.
Matter of fact, give it to Ant so he can talk about the Hot Corner.
No, no, it's Alex Fernandez time. I want to.
Yeah.
We got one thing to say.
One, two, three.
Alex Fernandez. Go on and explain the Hot Corner.
Thank you, guys.
Explain the Hot Corner, Ant.
Well, the Hot Well, the Hot Corner was really only supposed to be like about a 2 or 3 minute talking point. And then whenever I talked to Winston Jordan said that we could do a little bit more with this. You know, he was saying that everybody was enjoying it. So what the Hot Corner is me coming out just talking about all things ICC, all things that are coming out in ICC. Except for Alice. And stuff. Everything that's coming out fresh with ICC, the new members that are coming in ICC, and it just built from there. And 2 minutes and 3 minutes turned to 5 minutes, and then 5 minutes turned to 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes turned to 15 minutes. And each one of them is just talking about ICC. And I do it off the cuff. I don't do it with rehearsing. It's just whatever is coming off at the top of my head.
And you kill me because your energy in it, it's crazy. One time you got serious. And, you know, one time you got serious, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me sit back in the chair.
That's the
oh,
one.
Oh, my Lord. I was holding my heart like Fred Sanford.
Now, see, that was the issue. That was the one where Terrence Baker asked ICC the question,
what inspires you? And I didn't want to answer the question because I wanted to put on ICC's Hot Corner. I didn't intend for it to go as far as it did, but the more I started talking and stuff, the more I started to get into it. I started talking about the issues and problems that were going on with my family, the medical history that they had, like my sister, who inspired me because she survived breast cancer. So I started talking about that. That led to other things. And then I got to the topic of ICC and
right.
the creations that I saw on ICC. Those things inspired me. So I put that out there. And it just seemed like everybody enjoyed it because I got more responses with that than anything, you know. So
yeah that one got me. Yeah, because I even had to say, man, I didn't know that about your sister, and you know, I'm praying for you and everything like that. So that hit me.
Well, me personally, that day when I looked at that, I was like, wow, because I was like, I look at my drawing board and I'm like, I ain't doing nothing. Look at my drawing board and I ain't doing nothing today. Then I heard that message. I was like, you know what? I'm getting on this damn drawing board today.
Because that inspired you.
Because it inspired me. And then as soon as I did, I said, you know what, man? I think I emailed you, right? And I said, you know what? I was having writer's block, man. I didn't want to do nothing. I heard that. I drew something. Then I sent it to him. So you inspired me. So,
for Terrence, this question is for Terrence. What do you – I know right now you're tired, sir. And your mind is playing with you. You're talking about we ain't doing it no more, but I hope in 2 months you'll be all right. Because I kept saying, we're going to do it, bro.
I already know what he's about to ask me. I already know.
So, or we going to have another one, number three, bro. Because my wife talking about she coming this next time. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm honored. I'm truly honored. Yeah, I am. So that's just, you know, this thing has blown up to be more than I could ever possibly imagine. And it's because of folks like all of you in here, everybody, you know, just whatever percent you put into whatever you do creative-wise, it reflects, and we all can share it with everybody, you know. I mean, we got people coming from all over the place for this medium. So this is big. It really is. And it can be bigger if we stick with it because each one of us in here is passionate about it. And essentially that's what it's all about, showing your passion to the world and what we can do as a team and a unit. And that's what we're doing with networking.
Okay, so. Donald Trump, answer the question.
Put me on the
spot. He tap
danced.
All I heard was Lawrence Welk in the background. He tap danced all around it. Can we get an answer, sir?
We'll try to do our best. We'll try to do our best, okay?
Okay.
Catch me when I'm well rested.
Okay, DT.
Next, who's next? Well, we want to thank you for everything you're doing. You really are, you know, with the broadcast and the podcast, everything that you're doing, and we listen to it too. It really makes us feel that we have a voice, and you're giving that voice to a lot of people that otherwise don't have it. So,
yeah,
we want to thank you.
I want everybody to know about it because of the fact we are doing great things.
Yes,
I mean, like I said, everybody that I check out in this room, plus the other members, every now and then I go, wow, this cat is nice. You know, and it just bugs me out on the part that I'm affiliated with all these talented people.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me want to, you know, collaborate with everybody in there.
Yes.
Let's do it. You do a book. I do a book.
You do a book. I do a book.
I write 100 for you, 100 for you. You know, I'm ready to do it. So, you know, you guys inspire me, just like you said. Or what inspires you? You guys, everybody in this room, and everybody in the ICC.
All right.
Alex Fernandez. Yes, yes. I guess I'm going to put that on a loop with a beat and go, do you know who this is?
Alex Fernandez.
And I'm going to send it to you so you can play it on the Hot Corner as you talk about Alex Fernandez,
a.k.a. High Maintenance.
One more time, I want everybody around the room to say your name again and say exactly the project that you work on so everybody know, or the website so people can hit you up. That way, they'll get in contact with you by listening to it. Because I got a friend, she's listening to it right now. And she was very excited about all the pictures I was posting from the ICC. And she's like, wow. So you guys say your name and where people can hit you up at and see your art?
Well, Detria Baker, Mrs. Terrence Baker again. Pink Hammer from Baker Comics, as well as Agent Dar from Alex Fernandez.
Wow.
Body Jumpers.
Wow. This dude got a lot of pub this week. He got a lot of pub this week.
All right, so I'll keep it going, keep the mic going. Again, Terrence Baker coming to you live from the podcast from TAS. You can find me on BakerComics1.com and IndependentCreatorsConnection.com.
Hi, this is Clement Romaine, artist. I'm working on Pencil Man right now, but I got some things in the works, and looking forward to working with a lot of people in this room.
Raymond Sanders, Fantasy Art Comics. Of course, flagship character is Fierce. We just released issue one. It's available at the con tomorrow. So a lot of people have been saying, is the book done? So, yes, it is done. And it's written by the next person you'll hear from, Gabriel Smith.
Yeah, this is Gabriel Smith, the procrastinator. I'm the writer on Fierce. You can find me on Facebook, DeviantArt, under Gabriel Smith. So.
Yeah.
y'all caught me chewing on some lifesavers. But okay, my name is Anthony, AP, the real one, Peterson. You can find me backing up anybody in this room because I ain't got nothing special and stuff. But you can find me anywhere on Facebook. Anywhere.
Well, before I say who I am, I want to thank Anthony for standing up for me at the Spaceys Award tonight. This dude, he demanded a recount because I didn't win. And yo, I love this dude.
He was loud too. He was loud.
I had said I was going to do Kanye, but I was only joking. He really did Kanye. He was like, recount. Recount. It was like Bush all over again.
First of all, after he heard you was a nominee, he got up and pointed at you. Yeah. Then they went to the next nominee. He got up and got closer to you.
Yeah.
Then when they said the third one, he was on top of you.
Yeah, he was pointing his hand for me. Like,
yeah, this
on.
Is him. He's the winner now. And then when he didn't win, I want a recount. I want a recount.
We didn't win. How can we not win? We've been nominated twice. I want a recount.
The runner-up don't get a keychain?
Yeah, he was like, what? My man don't even got a little keychain or nothing? I'm Alex Fernandez. I'm creator, director of Body Jumpers, a sci-fi web series, an award-winning sci-fi web series, even though we didn't win today, but we have won. and of Alex Fernandez's Dawn, a horror web series. And here's my lead actress, Victoria Amber.
Oh, wait.
I'll take that back. You can find me on Facebook, Alex Fernandez. Facebook.com/bodyjumpers, Facebook.com/dawntheseries. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/thebodyjumpers and YouTube.com/AlexFernandez'sDawntheSeries.
Yeah, I'm done. My name is Victoria Amber, and I play Viper in Alex Fernandez's Body Jumpers, as well as the lead. And Alex Fernandez, Dawn. So you can find me on Facebook, my actresses page, Victoria, Facebook.com/Victoria.
Okay, well,
I didn't think I was going to be last. I thought that was going to be Alex Fernandez.
Boy, that name, hey man, we wore that name out. I'm going to tell you that.
All right, but I'm James Bethel. I'm the creator of Z-Lunar, Project November. But you can find us, me and Terrence, B Brothers, on Facebook. You can also find Bethel Comics on Facebook, and I also have BethelComics.com if you want to see my work.
Anthony?
I'm Anthony Sanders, Raymond Sanders' brother with Fantasy Art Comics. I'm working on Vicious Cycles, which issue 1 and 2 are out, which will be showing at the convention tomorrow. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram under Anthony Sanders, nothing special. And just ready to get this thing going and get started on issue 3.
I want to thank everybody that came in here in the room and put this show down. Y'all can pull it back up on Block Talk Radio under ATAZP, another TAZ production. I am TAZ. I wrote a small town comic book called Shea Diamond, you know, just a little thing like that. But I do my music thing, and you know, I do the radio thing and all that good stuff. Right now, I'm going to play Chance the Rapper to lead us out of here. Again, I want to thank ICC 2 off in this piece.
The blessings come down when the praises go up. The blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone prayer, whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blowing hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I can shorten some breath. The blessings come down. They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference between blessings and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. War with my wrongs, I'm writing 4 different songs. I never forced it to forfeit it, I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute songs, you need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with a buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water.
There are obstacles in life, many, many trials and tribulations that come on. But you got to realize and know that even the Jericho walls must fall. Every wall must fall.
Falling in my lap.